Today's two girls catch up.
My glasses. I better close that down, seeing as it's one of their computers.
Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, Scott's not here again.
Oh, where's Scott?
Where is he?
I feel like he's tapping
it's
out.
It's like we're in a walking Where's Wally album, except we're hunting for Scott. We're hunting for a man in a black shirt, baggy jeans and thongs.
That is legit his work attire.
He might be holding a squeegee yogurt. He might be holding a slice of banana. But yeah, squeegee or squeezy, I probably should say. Shouldn't
There's probably a stain on the black shirt.
Probably.
And his hair is
messy. But he doesn't even
care.
Like the other day when he came in and he had that white stain on his black shirt, I would be in the bathroom scrubbing that off quicker than
but
anything.
He
was just like,
it.
Oh, I think it's toothpaste. Yeah. Oh, well. No problem. And then we've got Aaron on the other side, who's as neat as a pin in his pink collared shirt and his neat denim cutoffs.
Salmon. It's not pink. It's salmon.
It's salmon. It's a strong salmon.
But it's a shade of pink. And you're not less of a man if you wear pink, Aaron.
No, but I'm just saying, I don't think it's pink.
No, but I would go through this with Wills as well whenever he wore a shirt. And he would say, it's not pink, it's salmon.
Sure.
Which is something that I feel like we probably need to flesh out in an actual live show and take callers from blokes. Are you comfortable saying pink or salmon?
What are you saying about actual live shows?
Well, not a podcast. Like in our actual show, I should have said. Not in a podcast.
Okay. Here is the actual live show that we are henceforth speaking of.
Those two girls.
Good morning.
Friday, I love you. We've made it. Another week.
We really have. You know what I like to do on the week? I like to get, at the end of the week, I like to celebrate with a bit of takeaway.
That's a nice Friday.
Sick of doing dinners and thinking about it. So I don't mind a little bit of an Uber Eats or a pizza delivery to my abode to start the weekend.
What type of pizza person are you?
Ham and pineapple.
Yeah,
ham and cheese, pineapple.
I like a bit of,
Hawaiian. Just, I'm a simple lass.
Yeah, I like a Hawaiian and a pepperoni.
Meat lovers.
Too fancy for me.
Well, what do you think Queen Elizabeth would like?
Does she eat pizza?
Well, Domino's thought that she did, because over in the UK, they rocked up to Buckingham Palace with an order worth £46, okay?
That's a fair
for several pizzas to be delivered to an Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace, only to be stopped at the gate when they realised it had been a massive prank. But it made me think, that's so disappointing. What if Queen Elizabeth found out about this and thought, actually, for the last 87 years, all I've wanted is a Supreme?
Wait, what if the reason why it got to the gate is because pizza being ordered to Buckingham Palace isn't weird? What if it was a normal thing to happen?
What if Domino's often
deliver there?
Or is it just going to the guards there? I mean, does Uber Eats... Can it ever deliver to Buckingham Palace?
What if Domino's changed the name of the ham and pineapple pizza to the Buckingham Pineapple and Pizza? Hold on, what?
Yes.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
Yes.
Also, the Queen's allowed to have a hankering for pizza.
Absolutely, but it seems like a crying shame that it can't get through to her. So it was stopped because it was a prank, but what if it wasn't? Could she get pizza? Or does she just have chefs in the kitchen to whip it up?
That's not the same as a greasy old Domino's.
It's really not.
It's not the same. You can have a Michelin chef in your kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you.
But if it doesn't have that fat oozing out of the crust,
when
I don't want it.
When you're thirsty for some pizza. Mm-hmm. Is that how you use it, Scott?
Yeah, I think you used it correctly. Well done.
You're not listening, are you?
If
you've got that look in your eye.
You're thirsty for pizza.
Yeah, you know, like.
I'm trying to be.
Cool.
You referred to giving Sarah a wreck, which is how 9-year-olds refer to shutting each other down.
That's right.
So I think we might be past the point of am I using lingo correctly?
Well, I think Queen Elizabeth was wrecked when she couldn't get Domino's.
It's those two
it's
girls
cruel.
With
cruel
Lisa
from
and
the
Sarah.
Constituent.
The past couple of weeks, Sarah, I've been on a quest to find out what the hell is wrong with my digestive tract.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel it's something
What's
that the country...
going on with your guts?
Yeah, and I feel the country's invested.
They don't want to be invested.
No.
Well, too bad. Because I feel that there's a lot of people these days that are suffering from
having to listen to Lisa's digestive stories.
I mean, no, Scott. That's so much information, isn't it?
But Sarah, the majority of people these days are suffering from some sort of food intolerance.
The majority aren't, but there are some who
allergy,
do.
I disagree. IBS, leaky gut.
There's still a minority of people, but we just hear about it more.
Of things. And I, for one, because of you lot, in fact, it's only ever since I started working here that you guys raised the red flag and said, Lise, there's something not right with your gut. Scott!
Yes.
Scott, that was big. She was being quite medical then. Quite ladylike. Yeah, We're really trying to tiptoe.
I just wanted to help people
around
what was going
on with her bodily functions. So just.
That isn't what's going on with me. I'll tell you what's going on.
I've
always had a very fast metabolism, and
very
I just
fast.
Feel that my body is an efficient machine.
It is a soft serve machine.
Oh my God. And when I eat, I eliminate.
Yes.
Eat, eliminate, eat, eliminate, yeah. eliminate.
And having known Lise for 5 years now, I can attest to that is exactly what happens 17 minutes after she eats.
And then. And then I think
you should be in a lab, personally.
Well, that's right.
I think there should be like mice on little wheels, and then there should be you.
On a little wheel.
On a little wheel. And we study you.
I'm not bad on a spin bike, actually. Oh my God. That used to be a preferred form of exercise.
So you've got an efficient machine of a body.
I feel that it's efficient, but then you guys had me worried. Like, what if it's more than that? Mm. What if I'm potentially a celiac?
It's not that. It's because you complain of pain and discomfort and bloating.
I do have pain and discomfort.
Okay, now it's all for one thing to have a very fast metabolism and do have an efficient machine of a digestive tract, but you are complaining of being severely discomfortable. Yes. Sorry, that's not a word. Good grief. Uncomfortable,
yes.
In discomfort.
Yes.
And so we said, well, maybe you should look
right.
into it.
Because you've been complaining
about this for years, since you made your sister sit on top of you.
Sarah, I wasn't going to go and take it there, but now I have
Why did your sister sit on top of you?
As a young child, Scott,
yes.
I had such a build-up of gas. I was doubled over in pain. I was actually crying. I remember I was a small lass.
Sounds horrible.
I was 9 or 10. And I was in such pain that my older sister said, lay down. And I laid on my back and she straddled me and sat on my abdomen and bounced on my until all the wind was out.
Okay.
And I felt so much better, Sarah.
And see, that this has been
but
going on in all seriousness.
There's nobody to sit on my abdomen anymore.
I have offered, but you've said no. But the thing is, this has been going on for many years. You've never done anything about it. You whinge and moan a lot. So finally we said, for goodness sake, go and get yourself checked out. You've been to the GP. What has she said?
Okay, well, the GP has said we need to do all kinds of tests on you. We need to make sure there isn't a parasite.
Well, but I should preface this by saying you'd started trying to eliminate foods by yourself.
Well, yes, because I thought maybe I'd get rid of wheat. Maybe I'd get rid of dairy. And she said, no, 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 get back on all of those foods. And then we'll do blood tests and we'll figure out what's going on. We'll figure out if there's a parasite living in your gut. We'll figure out if you have IBS. We'll figure out if you're a celiac.
Which I think is wonderful because you're going down the track. There are a lot of people out there, I reckon, who have
self-diagnosed.
Yeah. Okay. Now, most people can eat gluten. Gluten is not the enemy. It is if you have something legitimately,
a legitimate intolerance,
a medical professional has said, yep, this is going to upset your system. So I applaud you.
Thank you.
For doing, in fact, there
thank
it
you.
Is.
Wow. Thank
for,
you.
For doing the sensible thing and going to a GP and getting thoroughly checked out. It's good.
Unfortunately for you, because I am back on all kinds of food, I now need you. I will lay on the floor.
Oh my God.
On my back. And start bouncing.
You'll end up a sway back if I bounce on top.
Is there an answer or?
No, I have to do the test, Scott. So no, the saga continues,
guys. So there's
going to
be another installment, Australia. Don't you worry about that.
I will give you a blow-by-blow account of what the hell's happening with my gut.
Yeah, you already have
been. We don't want any more of those.
Too bad.
It's those two girls.
Good on you, Lee. Those two girls.
Wheel of News.
Every week, Lise and I work very hard to bring you the best of the best stories from around the world. It may That's not right. always seem like that, but we do. And sometimes there are a few headlines that just don't make it into the show, which is a crying shame, isn't it, Lise?
It really is. Today on the wheel, Sarah, what do we have? Because whatever it lands on, we're deep diving.
We give it a little bit of air time, a little bit of time. That was air. Okay.
I mean,
on the
wow.
it's so irritating. It's like a dad joke in a mum's body.
Do you know what irritates
so,
me the most?
It's so wrong.
Is how proud she is of it. That makes
do you
me,
want
me so
to,
mad.
Do you want me to dead arm her? It's one of my favourite things to do.
Don't hurt me.
Go,
Lise.
Spin that right. wheel. Oh no, what's no. on the wheel?
Friends perform synchronized backflips on the beach.
That was fun, Sarah.
So why is that a headline? What newspaper's reporting that?
Well, there's a backstory to it.
There are online
What's
sites.
The next headline?
Couple begs strangers for holiday cash because getting a job isn't an option. I'm not even kidding. I can't even. I hope it doesn't land on that because that makes me too angry. And this bracelet gives you an electric shock if you eat too much.
Oh, that was the one I brought to the table.
I hope it doesn't land on that either. Mm. All right, spin the wheel.
Nope. Here we go. We used to have a real wheel.
Now Scott has to press a button.
Have to press
and of
a
course,
button.
That's too much for him
Don't
to
bring
handle.
Down the fourth wall. It is a real wheel. Look at it go.
Yeah, hold on. I'll start spinning it.
Okay.
Ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
And stop.
Look at how landed on.
Stop
Friends
it.
Perform synchronized backflips on the beach.
Brilliant.
Okay, now I'll tell you about it. So, there were some women sunbathing on the beach when two men approached them. All of a sudden, the men split either side of them, do a backflip, land on their sides in their best come-hither pose. Like, think of a kind of a, you know, like a centerfold. One.
Scotty would know that.
Yeah, Scotty, like your photos on Facebook, right? And
okay. Is this to impress the girl? Impress them.
Please don't spit on the microphone. I know you don't like the story, but... Please don't speak
Was
on
this
it.
In a bid to impress
yes,
the women?
Yes, they're saying it's like a mating ritual.
Yeah, it is.
The funny thing is, the two girls who were sunbathing, one was asleep.
Wait, what?
So she never saw it. The incredible
never
acrobatic feat.
Never saw their effort. And I thought, that's like you and I, if we were ever to be on a beach. You would be the one alert and primed, and I'd just be...
Well, you'd have a tarp covering you. You'd have head to toe.
An umbrella, sunscreen,
everything.
Rashy, board shorts, the works.
Yeah. I've never been on a beach with you.
No.
Well, that's a good little fact for Australia to know.
No, but isn't that a crying shame?
It's not really. I don't like the sea. It's never going to happen.
Do you guys remember the show Supermarket Sweep?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It was a game show.
It was a wonderful game show on telly in the 90s, and it involved two teams of two, and you had to run around a shopping centre, like a grocery store, and you had to put as much food in your trolley in a 50-second period.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Supermarket Sweep came to real life to a couple in Canada just last week. They won it as a prize. They won the opportunity to fill a trolley full of free stuff in the space of 50 seconds. So at first they were like, yes, we're going to fill up our pantry. This is going to be such a boon.
And they weren't even influencers.
To our budget. No.
Just regular people getting free stuff.
Regular people. And then the lovely couple thought, you know what, we can do better than this. We're actually going to fill that trolley up and donate it to a local food bank,
a
local homeless shelter, which was a wonderful thing to do.
It ruins the fun for the selfish people, though, doesn't it?
Well, because we are selfish people, I thought, what would you fill your trolley with, given the opportunity
in 50 seconds
to do a 50-second
straight. I'm going to the
sweep.
High value items. I'm going to the cat litter. I'm going to the
what?
Meat, and I'm going to the toiletry aisle.
What?
Cat litter is your go-to.
Well, because it costs the most, so I want to save
what
the
about
most
meat?
Money. Yeah, I said meat. Are you deaf?
Yes,
I said. I said cat litter, then up to the meat, then down the toiletry. So I'm really sticking in my local grocery store in a 3-aisle radius. So I'm not running from one end to the other. I've got a confined a space in a short amount of time. What would you do?
I feel like I would go to Bickies and Chips.
Really?
Even though I don't really eat those items, but I feel like you could have an amazing stash You know, you could just
Just in case stash of $2 packets of biscuits.
No, biscuits are not $2, Sarah. What kind of bickies are you? Are you buying wafers? 57 cent wafers.
You know, the other benefit is they're really easy.
Yes.
You could pull a lot down very quickly.
Scotty, that's right. It's a maneuver, Sarah. You just get your arm across the shelf. That's been my dream to do that.
Wow. Can someone help Lee's dream come true?
If ever
she wants to swipe an entire supermarket
aisle. There is some sort of apocalypse. I'm pulling out that move. I'm just going straight to a Woolies. I'm putting my arm on a shelf and I'm just running.
If there's an apocalypse, we'll get a message on our little group messenger that'll be like, guys, my place, a lot of salt and vinegar chips. Get over here.
I've got the bickies. I mean, what would you do, Scott? Where would you go? Go to the Lynx or the Rexona?
I know what he'd do.
Here we go.
He'd go to the frozen food section.
He'd go to the Chobani yogurt, first stop.
I would go yogurt.
You would?
One hundo.
He's obsessed with yogurt.
I love yogurt.
Have you met him? He even still has the toddler sachets that are meant for kids 6 months and older. He'll walk in and you'll see him just like...
it's gone
in half a mouthful.
He still manages to get it on his shirt.
Yeah,
one like of the a great toddler. Life mysteries.
So you just go for yogurt, which is very perishable.
No, but also there's chocolate mousse there as well. There's a lot of good stuff.
You're going to also have to consume a hell of a lot.
In an apocalypse, your fridge isn't working.
Why are we in an apocalypse?
All of a sudden, we've gone from supermarket sweep to being in an apocalypse where Lise is somehow the saviour with her arm swipe of Vicky's. And if you've got cats, come to my house. I've got the cat litter.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one, just one, just one.
The problem I have with that opener, now that we've all adjusted to the fact that the singing in it isn't great, it's the fact that Sarah sits here with a giant smile on her face singing along like, this is it. This
Sometimes
is my song.
I think, you know what, I listen to that and I think, yeah, amateur musical theatre might be in my future.
This is the one word song game. I play you guys one word from a song, guessed from the title, and then you guys have to buzz in title and artist of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So if Lee's buzzes in, it'll sound like this. And Sarah. Now, traditionally, Lee's wins this game.
She does.
She's 8 points.
I tip my hat
it's getting
to
intense,
her. She
though.
Is the carryover champion.
You won last week, need I remind you, and I'm not very happy about that.
It is sitting on 8 points to Lee's, 4 points to Sarah.
And we can steal a song too, remember?
That's right, because sometimes people buzz in and then they sing for 40 seconds.
Because
That helps you with the title and the artist. Sometimes you know the song. But to
get to the point, though, where you're shouting lyrics. All right, let's do it.
Okay, song number one, the word is...
Barbie Girl Aqua. Venga.
Yes, it is Aqua's Barbie Girl.
But they also did sing Venga Bus, so...
No, they didn't.
That was the Venga Boys.
Oops.
They sang Dr. Jones.
Who, Dr. Venga
Jones,
boys.
Jones, no, Aqua. No,
give up on this one, Sarah. She's okay. She's not going to get it. Okay. Word number two. Remember, if Sarah gets this,
she does.
It's all over. The word is
Mexico.
Gonna cover TV.
Copperhead Road by
not
Steve.
At all. It's
Steve.
Not
gonna cover TV. It's not kissy word and down Copperhead. Copperhead Road by Steve.
But shush.
Down in Mexico.
No, it's definitely not. Play it again.
Mexico.
It's a colour TV. That's the next line. And then it goes.
Mexico.
But you want some money. Da 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 da. And your kicks for free.
Okay.
Get your kicks for free. Bye.
Title and artist.
Kicks in excess.
No. Can I get half a point?
Nope.
No, if anyone was going to get half a point, it would be Sarah. She just didn't get the name Earl out of Steve Earl.
Steve Earl, Copperhead Road.
She didn't get it, did she?
Well, yeah, I did, because you just screamed, get your kicks for free.
But can you play that song, though? Because they're very similar.
No. Scott's not fast on the buttons at the best of times. Don't throw him with something like that.
Also, if I search for kicks for free in the system.
That is a song.
And a song doesn't come up. Can you go back to 0 points overall in the game? If the song Kicks for Free doesn't exist.
No.
Okay, cool. All right.
Did I win?
No, because you didn't get it right.
Oh.
Here we go. The word for the next song.
I'm so sure that that was it.
Here we go.
Blessings.
Adele! Hello!
No!
Adele! There's a fire in my heart. Rolling in
fire
the deep.
In the back.
Yeah,
that's it.
Oh my gosh.
You just fell off the chair.
Did I get it?
Yes. Adele rolling in the
deep. Oh my god.
You know what that means?
My brain went into freeze mode when you're on the ground again. Is it tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker.
Oh, no.
Oh my god.
One word. Okay. Game. Here it is. Whoever gets this title and artist is the winner. And the word is...
Crazy.
Play it again.
Crazy.
I need a
I can't hear. What the song is?
Save me.
What is it, Scott?
Louis Capelli. Louis Capelli.
I hope she gets it just for the amount of energy that she's expended. Through it all. You get me through it. Through it all. No, I got nothing.
Oh my god.
Okay, do I go to the other tiebreaker that we've got here, producer
Aaron? What was the name of the song?
It's this song.
This all and nothing really.
Is that his name? Louis Capelli?
Louis Capaldi. So
why
we
is the name of it?
I just need to paint a picture of Lee's for the listeners. She has actually broken out into a sweat. She has a sweat mustache. And I'm worried.
Just, it through it
just
all.
Calm down.
I keep my guard down.
Yeah, we know. And you didn't get it.
And I pull the rope.
Okay.
What is the name
we're
of the song?
Told, we're getting told to hurry up. Someone you loved. And
someone you loved.
The word for the final tiebreaker in this absolute mess of a one-word song game is...
Total.
Yellow Coldplay.
What was that?
Yellow Coldplay. God,
oh, look! She burned about 500 calories in that segment, and you deserve that point, Lee.
Oh
so
my God. 9 points to Lee's, 4 points to Sarah. I mean, it was close. We got to get out of here. We'll be back Monday, 5 a.m.
Sounds good. Have a good weekend.
I'm exhausted.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Lee's screaming into the microphone. Okay, we need to come out. So. Sometimes when we're in here, we have the videos, the studios are filmed and the videos are sometimes up on the screen and our boss, Jack, is writing messages.
They're so inappropriate.
That the entire office can see.
They're false. They're false statements. And in fact, if I was the litigious type.
You would watch.
I would
so
march.
He just wrote up there on the screen when under Lisa's photo doesn't like talking to common people.
But that's accurate, mate.
It is not. That's it Sarah. Is. That's
no,
Sarah.
No, I'm very friendly. Very friendly and
I
approachable.
Know what
I just have a bitchy face, but I
He's now
this is not appropriate.
He's now written about Sarah. Anyone want to go for a mo-wax later? Now, oh no, that's under Lee's now.
We don't know who it's
Sarah.
Called. And anyway...
I'm going to... We'll put this
what?
On the Instagram
Hormonal
story.
Hair growth is a really...
we'll put this on the Instagram story.
It's so...
It's on...
Yeah.
This will make no sense. Now it's changed to funniest person on the show and it just landed on Scott.
But then it's now the backpackers out the window.
Come on, guys. This is the worst podcast ever.
Oh, Rowan! Yeah, you're right. You know what? If you go check out Instagram story at Lee's and Sarah, you'll see the video of how Jack's messing around with us. Let's get out of here. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.